A reading according to the Gospel of Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before him. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. God does not change his mind. This is part of the divine attribute of immutability. God is unchanging because he lives, exists, is the eternal now. He is thus omniscient, that is, all-knowing of what occurs in time, our past, present, and future. And so he does not need to change. When we pray to God, it is not his mind that will ultimately be changed, but ours. As we gradually come to see his will more clearly, our ideas slowly are molded to his and become one with his. God the Father told St. Catherine of Siena that he had sent his Son to become a human being so that he could suffer for us in order to reveal the Trinity's infinite love for humanity. Jesus, both God, true God and true man, lived as a man in our time and space, and thus was subject to change. Thus, when the second person of the Trinity became a human being, he took on the possibility of changing his mind due to the various circumstances he met and the unfolding of time in daily life. In today's Gospel account, Jesus plans to have some quiet time for prayer and teaching his apostles. However, when the boat comes to shore, there is a large multitude waiting for his healing touch and words, and Jesus is persuaded by their miseries to minister to the crowd instead of his original idea of tending to his small inner group. Jesus changes his mind about what to do at that moment. And we see this happening many times in the Gospel. For example, the Syrophoenician woman. And there are many examples of people who asked him for healing, and he changed his mind. As disciples, Jesus invites us to work at changing his mind through intercessory prayer for others. Or rather, it's not so much about changing his mind as to invite us, as St. Paul writes to the Philippians, to have and to take on the mind of Christ by becoming an intercessor with and for him. I sometimes think the Lord likes to tease us. He wants us to be involved with his plans, to stretch our faith, our hope, and our charity. The great 20th century healer, Agnes Sanford, wrote in her books that through intercessory prayer and faith, we can even change the weather. And I have personally experienced this on many occasions, especially in regard to hurricanes, that come to our Texas coast. Another example that I had was when my great nieces and nephews had to catch a flight from Houston to Newark, New Jersey. And they were living at Galveston at the time, about 45 minutes away. Well, as it turned out, I received a call from the people in New Jersey to pray as hard as we could because they just left Galveston and it was time for them to be at Houston. So in other words, they arrived at the airport an hour late, and the person driving decided, well, I'm going in. Maybe for some reason the plane is still there. And in God's providence, the plane was there, and the children were able to get on the plane. It was a life-changing experience for them. It was, in a sense, a matter of life or death. And when they arrived in Newark, the stewardess told the people picking up the children, she said, I don't know why we didn't leave on time. There were no problems. We just sat there for an hour. Well, as one who was praying, I think it was God's answer to prayer. Now, some might say it was just a coincidence. But when you ask for specific things like that, I could just imagine God holding the tail of that airplane so it wouldn't back away from the gate. And intercessory is not something new. It stretches back to Moses and Abraham, and even beyond to the dawn of time, when humans first offered sacrifice to the supreme being, whatever their form of or idea of the deity was, for their needs. Whether it was fertility, for rain, for protection. People have always interceded with God for their needs. And we can never know absolutely what God's will is, but we can open ourselves to have a greater unity of wills with the divine by prayer and growing in virtue, by keeping the commandments and learning more and more about the teachings of our Catholic faith, and especially during this Jubilee of Mercy, by exercising the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, and especially through our prayer. So whether we can get out and actually touch someone or feed someone, we can always pray.